Welcome to another episode of Open Doors, Conversations with Heart of the Father. I'm your host, Jacqueline Harper. Open Doors is a conversation about inviting God's love, presence, and power into our hearts. We are friends and teammates from Heart of the Father Ministries who share in the mission of setting captive hearts free through Unbound Ministry. We're so glad you could join us. Welcome to the first ever podcast hosted by Heart of the Father Ministries. I'm Jacqueline Harper, and I'm excited to be one of the podcast hosts, and I'm really excited to be here today talking to Neil Lozano, author of Unbound, A Practical Guide to Deliverance. Neil's the executive director, but he's my longtime friend and spiritual father, and though he's, you know, traveled the world giving talks and presentations and prayed with multitudes of people, I'm so grateful that I got to meet him back at Villanova University in a student outreach years ago. Such a blessing and a privilege to be here with you, Neil.
Well, it's such a great blessing for me to know you all these years and to see your life and see how you've raised your family and have continued to serve the Lord. And it's just a joy to be interviewed by you today.
It's great. It's great. So fun. So we're here to talk about Unbound.
Yes.
You know, there are a lot of folks out there, a lot of new listeners who have no idea what Unbound is, or they might have heard about it, but it kind of all started right before you wrote this great book. So, you know, what is Unbound, and can you tell us about the book?
Sure. Well, maybe I should start by telling you the miracle of what it is for me to write a book, period,
that'd be great.
Much less to write Unbound. I remember when long before I ever thought of writing a book, someone in a prophetic way said I would write books, and I laughed, and he kind of rebuked me for laughing at what he believed was God's word, and it was God's word. So out of that, I developed some of the teachings I gave at that time. It became The Older Brother Returns. And then as time went on, actually that was really the foundation.
So, Neil, can I just ask you, The Older Brother Returns, that's another book that you wrote.
That's the first book I wrote, and it was about the conversion of my heart, really discovering that I just always thought I was the prodigal, but it turned out that I was the older brother, too.
That's great.
And so it was really a humbling repentance kind of season, and that's kind of laid a foundation for what was to come. In 1996, I began to learn some things about deliverance and helping people get free that kind of put together things that I learned over the years of trying to help people. And that turned into Unbound. And the way it happened was we were invited to go to Poland. And based on The Older Brother Returns, I had spoken in a number of countries for retreats and schools on evangelization. And we were invited back to Poland. I said, this time, if you're going to invite us back, I want to talk about deliverance. And so we went over and we spoke to this group for a week.
Wow.
And the whole week we spent like, you know, 2 or 3 hours teaching each day. And we spent about 8, 9, 10 hours a day ministering to people. And that's when we discovered how everyone needs to be set free. And everybody has a story that needs to be listened to. And people need to understand the power of the gospel to enter into their darkness, into their story, and to be set free. So I remember coming home from there, and we were actually in this room that we're recording now, and we were praying, and someone spoke out and said, "When are you going to write your book? I'll help you." And in that moment, it was like time stood still. And it was just like this moment that was frozen. And I knew at that moment I was supposed to write. And I knew coming back from Poland that God had entrusted us with something. It was a struggle to write Older Brother Returns. It was a struggle to get it published. It was a struggle. I had no desire to write another book. But I had a burning desire to release what had been given to us.
Wow.
And to get the word out. So I remember being late at night in my basement, just writing and putting it down. And the the Lord really helped me. It was just kind of a miraculous kind of thing for me. One of the reasons I laughed originally was because I can't spell.
That's great, Neil.
Everybody that knows me, especially you with an English background, you know that I can't spell. And I never really got that, you know, piece about verbs and nouns and all that in grade school. I never understood that. So when he said that, I laughed. Mm-hmm. And so I still laugh because the idea that all these books somehow came out of me is just one of his, I was going to say minor miracles, but I could say it's a major miracle as well.
And what a testimony to your obedience, you know, to answer the call despite your presumed weakness even. That's just an amazing story. Yeah.
So it was seeing people's lives change that hooked me. And right now when we train people and we have them lead sessions, it's when they see someone's life change, when they see the transforming power of the Holy Spirit at work, they too get hooked. And they might not go on to write books or speak, but they pretty much go on to help other people take hold of the freedom that the Lord has given them, has already won for them.
So tell us a little bit about that freedom, that theme of freedom in Christ. You wrote this book, Unbound, and it spread like fire around the world. So there is a little bit more of the story to that, which we really want to hear. And tell us a little bit about what the questions in Unbound bring up and what the answers are that you seem to have put together in such an easy, simple model for the rest of us.
When you read Unbound, what really strikes people is the stories. So there's so many stories. And a lot of times when people come for ministry, I'll say, have you read Unbound? And they'll say, yes. And I'll say, what story spoke to you? What story really, really spoke to you? And they will pick out one, and that story reveals their heart. And really, that's the whole idea of Unbound, connecting the stories, connecting your heart to a key aspect of the gospel and making a response to the gospel, which is another way of saying a response to Jesus and the initiative of the Holy Spirit in your life. And for many people, that's what's missing. They've heard the gospel, they've heard the message, but they don't really know how to make a response. Mm-hmm. Focus of Unbound, both in writing the book and in our conferences and our teachings, is helping people understand how to make a response and how to connect from the heart to what Jesus has done for them. So freedom to me really means knowing that you're a child of God. I mean, our identity, our foundational identity, is that we are children of God. That's what we are.
Amen.
And if we don't connect to that, which means we don't really connect to the Father, then we're lacking some of the freedom that Jesus came to give us. There's so many people that come to us and at different levels. Everybody's at a different place. But there's a whole group of people that come having served the Lord for many years or known the Lord, but there's just this thing holding them back. And for many of them, it's just not knowing the Father. And when you read the scriptures, you realize that Jesus came to reveal the Father. Hmm. And so it's like the whole rhythm of Unbound Ministry is taking people through an encounter with Jesus and taking authority in his name and standing in the authority of a child of God and then coming to the Father, receiving the blessing that he wants to give us.
The blessing is definitely my favorite part of, you know, Unbound Ministry, what Unbound is about. But back up just a moment. You talk about standing and kind of taking authority and blessing. And those of us who are listening, who know about Unbound, are familiar. But for those who don't, what are the keys of Unbound?
So when I wrote Unbound, I sent it to a publisher, and the editor said, you need something to tie this all together. And I had five chapters and then five more going deeper into those. And so I spent some time in prayer And I had this image come to my mind of a door with five bolts on it. And in my hand was five keys. And so I realized, you know, if you use three keys, that's really good. It feels really good to have keys at work. But the door is still locked if you don't use all five. So the five keys that the book revolves around, the conference revolves around, we always go back to and are always going deeper into these keys. Mm. The five keys are, the first is repentance and faith. The second is forgiveness. The third is renunciation. The fourth is authority. And the fifth is the Father's blessing. So one of the things that happened in just in writing the book, I had the fifth key as the blessing, but it was only in reflecting on it and using it that I came to fully understand that this was the Father's blessing. And so now we are really confident that everybody needs, you know, somebody might come and they might not need the first three keys, but they need the fifth. Or they might just, they might really need the first key to get them on their way to the Father's blessing. And so it's just an exciting thing to meet with people and to not have a clear idea where this is going or what God's going to do. Mm-hmm. You know, we often pray the prayer that Jesus must have prayed when he said, I only do what the Father's doing. Well, we put it into, Father, show us what you're doing, because we can only do what you're doing today in this person's heart.
Amen.
So so those are the five keys that are foundational. And some people say, well, it's so simple. And I would say they are simple. I remember in Rwanda, this priest standing up and holding his five fingers up. He said, five fingers, five keys. I can remember that.
That's awesome.
And so it really is easy to remember. But the depth of it, as you press into Unbound Ministry, press into listening to someone's heart, the depth of it, there's no end to the depth of what it means to repent and believe. There's no end to the depth of forgiveness that comes from God and transforms your heart, or to renounce the lies that have found their place in our hearts, or realizing that I'm a child of God. And just like with the prodigal, the father put a ring on my finger and I have authority to be about my father's business.
Amen.
And his enemies, my enemies are his enemies. And then the father's blessing, which is, maybe we'll have a whole podcast about that one.
We definitely need to have a whole podcast on the blessing. Absolutely. Yeah. I love your passion and your compassion. I think what's amazing to me, just even tonight, to hear you talking about Unbound Ministry and the five keys is I don't know how many people you've prayed with around the world, and yet you always have such a wonder at what the Lord does in each session. I mean, I love, you know, you have so many stories I've heard you tell. I feel privileged to be on a team and have been able to stand with someone as they take hold of freedom. But is there something that comes to mind recently, a freedom experience that
somebody experienced?
Yeah.
Oh, well, recently I ministered to a man in Canada, and he was one of the ones that, you know, followed the Lord for many years and part of a Christian ministry. And I led him through the first four keys, and it was good. It was good. It wasn't great. It was good. But when we got to the fifth key, and I just, I often get images, symbols that help people to enter in. And first he was on a raft going down a river, and then he went into the woods, and it was like the father was hidden from him. But then he saw the father, and he kind of jumped, and the father laughed. And that's what I said. I don't know what he heard. Sometimes when you say something, people hear something totally different. But that's what I, basically what I said, but more, of course, in an anointing of the Holy Spirit. And when I said the father laughed, he began to laugh and to cry. Mm. And I just sat there for 5 minutes while he laughed and he cried.
Incredible.
Now, I don't know. He was probably freed from some things during the first three keys that made him vulnerable and ready to receive the Father's love. But that's something that I've seen over and over again, is that that people who have known Jesus, somehow the Father is distant, maybe because their father is, or because of sin. I mean, that's what that's what original sin did. It separated us from the Father. And Jesus came into our story. He came into our world to break us out so we could enter in and know the eternal love of the Father through the Son, which means we're joined to the Son. We're children of God. And it's so exciting to know our true identity.
What I love about Unbound, and I love this opportunity to talk about it with you, is just how many people have been touched by this story and by the keys and by the book. So tell us a little bit about translations. I mean, this Unbound caught fire, 250,000 copies in print, 16 languages.
Well, I think it's in 18, and we're working on two more.
All right, so tell us a little bit. What was your first translation?
Yeah, the first translation was when we were in Poland. We had this wonderful woman as our translator, Gosia, and I can't pronounce her last name right. I won't try to embarrass her.
We love you, Gosia, if you're listening.
And so she sat with me and with Janet hour after hour, and it just got in her. As soon as we published it in English, she translated it. And then she prayed it through, looking for publishers. It took several years. It took several years for me to get it published. And then it took several more years for her. But so it was published in Poland. And in Poland, there's more books sold in Poland than any of the translations. Over 40,000 copies have been sold in Poland. And so that was just exciting. And out of that has come Houses of Mercy. They have in different cities, many different cities. They have places where Unbound Ministry is available, so people can sign up almost any night of the week to receive Unbound Ministry in these Houses of Mercy. One cool thing along the way, one of the places it was translated was Hungary, and I remember when Matt went over there. And a real old man came up to him. He said, "You have to tell your father that what happened to him is the same thing that happened to me." And Matt said, "Well, what do you mean?" He said, "Well, your father was humiliated in first grade, and he was set free of that. And when I read the book, I remembered, and I got set free too."
Amen. So
isn't that cool?
Yes.
And so the last translation that took... Well, actually, the last two translations took a lot of labor and a lot of miscommunications, a lot of difficulty getting the right publishers. But the last two translations is Japan and Taiwan.
Wow!
So it was on our heart for so long for it to be in Chinese, and so it's published in Taiwan, and they have a ministry there. The way it happened was, there was a young seminarian, Catholic seminarian, from Slovakia.
Of all places, that's awesome.
So it was. He read it in Slovakia before he went to the seminary in Taiwan, and he had it on his heart, you know, to do Unbound, bring Unbound there. And so he met a Polish nun who also read it in Poland and found it over there, and they connected with some. They have a small group and they're training. And we recently had a mentoring group where I had four people from Taiwan and four people from India. And we spent 5 weeks just mentoring them and helping them to learn how to use Unbound Ministry. So it's a labor of love, but you know that if it's translated into one and it helps one person in another country, it's just amazing.
So if you're listening to this and you are excited to know that Unbound has been translated into different languages, we get emails often from folks who say, "Hey, I just read Unbound, but my mom only speaks Polish or Spanish or French." Reach out to us at info@heartofthefather.com, or you can check us out on our website, heartofthefather.com, and kind of look around and get to know a little bit more about Unbound, the book, the ministry, and our conferences. And I just wanted to touch on that briefly. We have this exciting first in-person conference in, it's been a long time. We've all not been in person. Heart of the Father Ministries is going to host a Unbound Freedom in Christ conference in Morton, PA, near Philadelphia, October 7th, 8th, and 9th. So if you are interested in finding out more about Unbound and you can make that conference, again, reach out to us at info@heartofthefather.com or on our website. The conference is a great way, if you haven't read the book, to kind of get to know a little bit more about the five keys. We obviously are going to tell you more in a future podcast next week. Jen Lozano, your daughter-in-law, is going to interview you and Janet to get a little bit more of a deeper glimpse into the whole story of Heart of the Father Ministries. We don't know how you got that name and how it fits together with what we do through Unbound Ministry, but we're really excited about that podcast. But we don't want to leave this, Neil, without getting a sense of the Father's blessing. I just really feel like that's your heart. As you were talking, you know, you just love the blessing. And what you said about people maybe know blessing, but they don't know the Father's blessing. So there's a lot of us listening today, and you like to give a more intimate, specific blessing for folks. But we just want to know if you could just pray a Father's blessing over all of us.
Sure. That'd be great. So the thing to know, one of the things that really helped me is when you read the Gospels, Jesus is introduced by the angel and, you know, to the shepherds, and it specifically mentions Savior and Lord, which is two essential ways to come to Jesus, mm-hmm. is to know him as Savior and Lord, but it also refers to him as the Son of God. And as we identify with Jesus, we need to identify with him as Son, because he saved us and we've chosen to follow him as a disciple. And maybe there's some people listening that have never even considered those two things. That's really where you need to begin, to really look at your life and realize, you know, what a mess you've made of your life, like most of us have, or the ways we've failed, and to realize that we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so it's, you know, it's just simple of just getting on your knees and humbling yourself and actually making a response to the Savior. Jesus, you died for me. You died so that I could be free. And Jesus, I choose you as my Lord. And please give me your Holy Spirit that I might follow you. And then recognize that the Son of God dwells in you, that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Son is within you. And so you have a place before the Father. And so... the only way to know the Father is through the Son.
Amen.
So so if you receive him or have received him, let's stir that up for a moment and just say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you have rescued me, that you have redeemed me, and I yield my heart to you now. And I say yes to you. And Lord, I don't know how to follow you as Lord, but I choose you to be my Lord. And I choose to be identified as one of your disciples. Now, Lord, I know what it means to be joined to you. It means above everything else is to know that we have a Father that loves us. Your Father is my Father. So I just invite you to reflect on that thought. The Father of Jesus is my Father. And then listen. Because when Jesus went into the river, he restored to us the blessing that we lost in the garden. We lost it through sin. But now it's ours again. Jesus identified us in the river, received a baptism. He didn't need a baptism of repentance. And now we identify with him. And the Father says, You are my beloved. You are my son. You are my daughter. In you, I take great delight and pleasure. I have been seeking you. I know your name. And I have sent my son into your world, into the darkness of this world, and into the darkness of your history to redeem you and bring you to myself. You are my son. You are my daughter. Receive the blessing of the Father. Amen.
We didn't warn our listeners that they might need to bring a tissue box to this podcast. And you won't need to every time, but you might just want to come prepared. Neil, thank you so much for sharing your heart with us, for praying for us, and giving us a little glimpse at what Unbound is. And we look forward to your next podcast.
Thank you, Jacqueline. You did an amazing job just bringing it forth for me. I wasn't expecting to pray the Father's blessing like that, but I really sense the Holy Spirit. And I just pray that everyone that's heard it receives and takes it away and continues to pray into that message.
Amen. Thank you. Thanks so much for joining us today. If you'd like to learn more about taking hold of the freedom you have been given in Christ, check out our website, heartofthefather.com, and find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is Matt,
Jen,
Rachel,
and Jacqueline saying goodbye until next time.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
I will come in to him and eat with him.
And he with me. Revelation 3:20.